September the 1st, a thorough conversion. Sometimes God's answer to our prayer isn't quite what we expected. Jonathan Goforth, the great missionary evangelist to China, found this when praying for Christian Chinese leaders to be raised up. He was at the end of a 29-day, 3-meetings-a-day preaching campaign in Changte. Over 1,000 people were at the final meeting. A good way into the proceedings, a well-dressed but very drunk man staggered down the aisle looking for a seat. He came to the very front row before falling into an empty chair. From 2 meters away, the smell of alcohol on his breath was almost overpowering. Jonathan launched into his message. The more he preached, the more agitated the drunk Su Chuong Tin became, muttering to himself and standing as if to leave before falling back down. But when the invitation for salvation was given, the first hand up was Su Chuong Tin's. The next morning, quite early, there was a knock at Jonathan's door. Su Chuong Tin burst into his story. "My father is a noted Confucian scholar. When I told him what I had done last night, he flew into a rage. He began slapping my face and then threw me out of the house. My wife spat on me and told me she no longer wanted to live with me, and when I went to my job, I was told I had been dismissed. Something happened last night, and I must get to the bottom of it. I want to learn the secret of how it is possible that as I prayed, my whole life seemed to drop off me like a cloak. I am going to follow you all over the world, even if I have to starve for it. During the Boxer Rebellion, I so hated you and all foreigners that if I could have, I would have killed you. Now, somehow, I feel I would gladly die for you." That same day, Su Chuong Tin joined the Goforths. Within a year, he was a popular and powerful speaker and remained by Jonathan Goforth's side for the next 5 years the Goforths spent in Changte. God's provision is God's provision, no matter what it looks like.